today is January 8th, 1815. You can still feel the warmth of the sun when it's rising. The 13 Colonies Army has been walking for days, and half the men can feel their legs. Some of the men look already dead before battle. Their faces filled with hollow expressions. Some of them try to keep their eyes wide open, just not go to bed. All of the men are tired of walking throughout this hard weather, the rain, mist, and heat. But it's not the only thing they're afraid of. They're afraid of war, of the battle they have to face, and they're going to face in a while. As we read a letter from Liam B. Stewart, states, "We have been walking for days and I had a little bit of rest. I have left my family to come to fight for something that I believe that it's not even possible. I've heard the British Army is the most powerful army in the world, and most of the people around here have come against the British. I'm almost afraid, but not afraid. I know that my leader is Andrew Jackson, and that I am in good hands. He's leading us to the battle, that which will depend on our fate. But most people tell us that the battle they have been, they describe it as seeing death in front of your face. I don't want to die, and I cannot leave my family behind, and I'm afraid. And I can just hear boom." These were the last words of Liam B. Stewart. He was a young man who fought for the 13 Colonies' freedom. Out of the men who fought in any army of the War 1812, were fighting for one reason, and that would be their freedom. As we all know, many people were killed, and the people that were killed were 289, and 1,324 wounded. We don't know what really happened to Liam B. Stewart, but we only could think that he might be the ones that were killed in battle.